This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of the Sanity Argument, the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, the wonders of radio. Or
The magic of radio. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. This is the only conversation you should really care about, at least in my mind's eye. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, again, 5563. Corey Duncan's going to join us after the break. He has got a, you know what, I've already got him wound up. I talked to him earlier, and I got him totally wound up for tonight. Yeah, that's what I get for playing with all the buttons before we go on the air. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You can listen. There's a dozen ways to get the show. Let's just do that. There's a dozen ways to get the show. I want to jump into this because there's so much I want to talk about tonight. There's so much I want to get to. And I appreciate our buddy Corey. Like I said, he's going to join us after the break. You know, we're going to do a whole bunch about abortion again. Just because I want to make you guys crazy at some point in time. And I love it because we've got a company out there. See, I don't want to do this right now. And I know I'm going to screw it up, but we've got a company out there that wants us, that wants you to accept abortion as a way to grow, to make your family stronger. So as I always said, I'm confused on the American Dictionary. I don't have a clue, apparently, as to what these words mean or don't mean or might mean. Right? But I tell you what Americans do want, and I think this is why there was such a problem over the weekend with the pseudo, you know, anybody really worried about the government shutting down for a couple days? Not like it hurt anyone. Every one of those people is going to get their paycheck. Isn't that funny? All of those people, the federal employees that were off, were guaranteed to get their money again. So why would you as a landlord or anybody else who had their finances or had a stake in their finances be worried about anything? The government's going to pay you back pay. They always do. Now, Americans want massive cuts to legal immigration. No, seriously. This isn't a Joe made-up story. Right? Now, a government shutdown is in the rearview mirror, but the outlines of a looming immigration deal remain murky with the sides still far apart. Now, the latest polling suggests that President Trump's bargaining position may be very strong. A Harvard-Harris poll taken in the run-up to the showdown, or shutdown, whatever you want to call it, found that Americans strongly support granting citizenship rights to illegal immigrant dreamers. But they also backed Mr. Trump's three demands for border wall, limit to the chain of family migration, and an end to diversity visa lottery. So Americans don't want more immigration. They do want boundaries on immigration. They do want limits. And, you know, the Tucker Carlson was interviewing, I think it was the mayor of Albany, New York. And when he asked her what she thought about Americans wanting to limit immigration, she said that that was simply proof that we're not doing a good enough job in letting people know how much immigration adds to the economy. Not takes away from, but adds to the economy. Now, again, I'm either reading the wrong dictionary or I'm not smoking enough crack for this stuff to make sense. Really. You got to show me where, how, when, and in what fashion that immigration actually adds to the economy, that it doesn't take anything away from the economy, that it's a win-win all the way around, because you can't prove it. No, you seriously, you just can't prove it. So you can push all you want, try to get me to understand all you want, and you have a hard time, if you would, shoving that down my throat. And Americans are in line with Republicans. Americans as a whole are in line with me. Now, again, the most striking part of the whole poll was how most Americans, they want to lower overall legal immigration, let alone illegal. Most Americans, according to the poll, they want annual legal immigration capped at about 500,000 a year or less, far lower than the current annual rate of 1.3 million. Now, the findings challenge that many lawmakers say is bipartisan consensus on Capitol Hill, that illegal immigration, you know what I mean? Seriously. They always talk about they want to do what the people's will are, right? Republicans, you always say you want to work it for the people. You want to do what the people want. Well, then do what the people want. Stand your ground. If the Dems shut down the government, so be it. Make sure you lay it squarely at their feet. And this is going to be tested really soon here. Come on, what, February 8th is when they're going to look at this? Or they have to have it fixed by? The deadline for spending is before February 8th and definitely by March 5th. The Dreamers need to be dealt with. And Americans don't want more immigration, my love. Corey Duncan joins me after the break. Don't go far. Got a lot to talk about. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 855-715-7311, 855-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being engaged, being involved, being part of the whole thing. You know, I always appreciate it when you guys, you know, especially when we first started and that whole interweb thing is having its own little headache. But I do appreciate the time you spend with me putting up with all the aggravation. And, you know, I love bringing this guy on because there's never, when he's on with me, there is never, ever a dull moment. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week to kind of kick the week off, to get into the subjects, the topics that really matter. Right, Corey?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me up here. As always, I want to thank everyone for supporting me and every other broadcaster and broadcaster, conservative broadcaster and podcaster. Thank you.
Well, you know, there is so much I want to get to tonight. And I know the one thing that you're chomping at the bit on, I know the one thing that you've talked about for a long, long time is what's going on. Oh, God. I almost hate to bring this up. What's going on in that shadow government that you've talked about in the past? You know, you're finding out now that the FBI, the DOJ, and others were working against Trump. You're seeing that more and more go on. And what are the Dems doing? They're still pushing the narrative of this is a Russian investigation. It has nothing to do with Hillary, right?
Well, as I said before, I know you wasn't doing it to be sarcastic, but the shadow government is for real, and it is what it is. We've seen it in countless times since the Kennedy assassination to other situations, 9/11, Sandy Hook. We've seen several things, and a lot of people used to think guys like myself, Alex Jones, George Norrie, and a lot of people that's walking around knife fight with Ben Holland, think that we thought that we was all crazy and stupid or whatever like this. And I myself have worked for a part of a government. I won't say what part of the government. I mean, it's more or less of a continuity of government situation, but I won't talk about that because I'm not allowed to, at least for another year, so I can write my book. But anyway, the statute of limitations to deal with. But anyway, I'm not surprised by none of this, and I said this on my live broadcast on Facebook, Corey Black Conservative Duncan. I've said the same thing, that the FBI and the Central Intelligence Agency and the Homeland Security, all of these entities have their own little groups, their little dark groups, and they are not connected at all. They all had their little groups, and they're run by the liberals. It's more, they're patriots, but they're liberals. And what it is that these entities are run politically. They're patriot driven, but politically they're going to take and side with the person that has the more power. Now, what I mean is, you have people like Hillary, and Hillary can make things happen outside of the FBI and outside probably, I mean, if you're a part of these secret societies and these secret groups, then you understand exactly what I'm going at and what I'm talking about. They are the kind, they run their own projects and programs, black programs where they demonize people or they come at them or they use the IRS or the Internal Revenue Service or whoever they have to shut you up. Or you play the game, or you play the game, and this has been going on. This hasn't just none of this has just started. It's been going on for years. But the thing of it is the fact of it is, and where I really don't really get into it is because when they get caught doing this, and they have all these congressional meetings and closed door congressional meetings, or you know that they don't want you to hear. That's why I say it's endless. What is it really for the American citizen to do when things like this happen? I'm going to move to some other things later on that happens, and it's just like your hands are tied. What are we to do? These people are already corrupt. Not only are they corrupt, they need to go to jail. And if you're going to play things like this, supposed to have such credibility as the FBI and the Central Intelligence Agency and the NSA and all of these other federal, pretty much secret society, then you should be held accountable when you do things like take a laptop home that's not secured on a secure server or do other things, then you need to go to jail because you can't say, well, Corey, we're going to send you to jail, but Hillary, because Hillary has power and has money, we're not going to send her anywhere. So, you know, at the end of the day, you kind of throw your hands up like, okay, what else is it for us to do? As a society.
Well, I agree with you, and I'm not a conspiracy guy. I'm not one of those Agenda 21 fellows. And when I see what was going on, I start reading through some of these text messages, and I'm hearing some of the testimony from some of these people that are in there. There was and has been and continues to be a concerted effort, not only just to take Trump out. And I'm almost getting to the point where I'm starting to believe that they're going to take him out, and they'll take them out any way they can. But I'm looking at what's going on there. And when you have the FBI, this was an organization, this is an organization, well, maybe now it is, this was an organization, where we were supposed to be able to trust. We were supposed to be able to believe that they were the elitist group when it came to intelligence gathering, when it came to law and order, and now they've been politicized. What's it going to take to clean them up?
Well, what I'll say is this. It was a long time ago that I wasn't a conspiracy theorist either, and I know all of us know who Alex Jones is and the people that I rolled off and named. But the thing of it is this. If you take, and if a lot of people, as far as intelligence as some people are so intelligent, they're stupid. And trust me, the people that run the Central Intelligence Agency love people like that because they don't step out. If you take and step out of the box and look at a lot of things that's been transpired in this country as far as political assassinations or trying to run people out of town or suspicious deaths, you know, you got 20 people getting killed behind the Las Vegas shooting where people had different answers to what happened or say they saw something different, and then all of a sudden they just decide to, you know, to jump out of a window and kill themselves for any reason. Come on. At the end of the day, nobody's stupid or dumb. And if you've been in a certain type part of this government, and I know a lot of people like, Corey, you should watch what you say. Hey, look, it's not hard. You should understand that if you've been in certain parts of the government, you know that this stuff is for real. It's not a game. And it's going, and just like I was telling someone today real quick, that, you know, watch for the Olympics. Because
you got to go. You got to pause that. This isn't a podcast. We got to go make some money. Unless you want to send over a check. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Corey Duncan will be with us on the other side of the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you.
With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Abortion is a family. You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's buttons!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Always be part of the conversation. Always be part of the solution. Seriously. Come on, don't let this get all out of control, out of hand, and everything else. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week to kind of keep me in line. Help me understand what all this craziness is about, because I don't get it. I see this stuff go by me like we did in the earlier segment. We're talking about Americans who want massive cuts to legal immigration, but the Dems don't seem to be able to find those people, even though there are a majority of the Americans, not a minority of Americans, but a majority of Americans want it. So I always get a kick out of it where the Dems seem to be rooting for the 2 and 3 and 4% and tell you that's how everybody thinks, and they are wrong. Corey Duncan joins me. Corey, am I right? I mean, the Dems seem to shoot for, I don't know, they're at 180 degrees at odds with American principles a lot of the times.
Well, again, thank you for allowing me to appear. I appreciate it. First of all, DACA should not be attached to anything, because when all this first started, it was just about the budget. Then right. They wanted to attach this and attach that to any deal that was done, which I can't blame them, because that's just called political negotiations. But you know, when this first started, I mean, was this about the Dreamers, or was this about the people that was illegal here for 30 years, which Barack Obama had 8 years in office? So all he had to do, anybody that was here legally, had basically been legal. All they had to do was just come out of the shadows. Did they think that Barack was going to be emperor, like in other countries, for the next 24, or president for the next 45 years, you know, strong-arming people like they do in Russia or whatever? Putin will never be out of office, because he is who he is. I tip my hat to him, because, hey, look, if you're going to allow me to be a gangster politician, then, hey, that's what they're going to be. I mean, you look at places like Baltimore, you got a mayor who took and gave herself a $100,000 raise, and the board of estimates, like, they approved the Freddie Gray family, all that money, and she basically gave herself a $100,000 raise, and the board of estimates approved it, and no one in Baltimore City said anything. And you know what? And the next day, she fired the police commissioner, quoting, if it was too much time, And it needs to stop. Well, unfortunately, the police polices it, and they carry out what you politicians are the ones that put out there. So if you allow these monsters, and then, you know, another thing, I'm not jumping off the subject, but here's the thing. We're a had a situation the other day with some young I'm not going to say young youth. I'm going to say
nice.
Young men, 20 years of age now. They get caught carrying a gun through downtown at 3-something in the morning, and the police shot one and caught the other two. So the thing of it is, I'm listening to hear, okay, all right, felony, we don't have to worry about these animals on the street. You know what he said, the police spokesman? He said it's a misdemeanor. And you know why? Let me tell you, I know everybody in the chat room and in yourself, and also Tammy, are smart enough to realize that 18 means you're adult, right? Wrong. Not in Baltimore. Baltimore, you have to be over 21, then it's a felony. So they changed everything so these animals can get let back out on the street. Yeah, see, that's what we got. That's what you call socialism, liberalism. You call it all that. And then you want to tell the police, no, wrong. The police isn't the problem in this country. Busting hands or anything. He should have just shot me. Should have killed him. Because the thing of it is, next week he could kill me. He could kill your mom. He could kill anyone's mom or dad. And you know what? That's what the problem with Baltimore City and places like this is. And I'm like, you give yourself $100,000 raise, and they approve it, and no one said a word. And you know what? It's not the police commissioner's problem. Because guess what? They still got to pay him for the 2 years left on his contract, what they still pay Ed Norris, who came down from New York and was a police commissioner. They just got finished paying him, so they're on the hook to pay another police commissioner. Well, and my thing of it is this. Where will it stop? Where will you stop blaming the police?
Baltimore has all kinds of
comments. Hello, these other black Democrats that were...
I think, I don't know if we lost him. He might have, maybe he had a stroke. I don't know. Or he might have hung up on himself. He got so excited. But, you know, Baltimore's have all kinds of money because, you know, think about it. They gave away, what was it, $6 million to the Freddie Gray family. They gave away all kinds of money. And I say gave away because they didn't go through any court trial. They didn't go through any process to make it happen. You know, it's just amazing. It's constant, and it's amazing to me. You see these people, not tax money. They just don't care because it's tax money. It doesn't mean anything to them. You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. God bless America. Love technology. Just love it, don't you? Always a lot of fun. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're trying to get Corey back now as we speak. Because I'm sure he was probably mid-sentence when the NSA hung up on him, I'm sure, right? I said you were probably mid-sentence. You said something about somebody should die, and then you were gone that fast. It was that simple. Anyway, what's up? No, seriously, it's getting to the point where I don't know how you're going to, you know, even Donald Trump, President Trump. What's he going to do? How's he going to clean up the FBI and the DOJ? I mean, he needs to have some pretty tough people in there. He would need to have people. Look at, I think Rudy Giuliani, Trey Gowdy, he needs to amass some no-nonsense, whip in one hand, chair in the other, group of support team around him to make this happen, don't you?
I agree totally. My whole take on this is this. Trey Gowdy, Giuliani, I would have to compile me a real hard list of people that understands how the Department of Justice is ran, and to weed out, you're going to have to weed them out because you're going to have a lot of people when you have a change of power in these agencies, you have people that stay with everybody what you want them to say, mm-hmm. but they don't feel it in their heart. And they do that so they can stay in-house.
Right, so they can maintain their power.
That's what
right?
part of the problem is.
Yeah, so they can maintain their power. Yeah.
Exactly. And even so, their hearts are liberals, but their mind is a patriot. So that's what it is. I mean, in their hearts, they're not really patriots. Because if you was a patriot, you would not go. I mean, it's like anything else in the federal government. You go along to get along to get what you need to get as far as about power. If you're at the bottom of the totem pole, hey, look. If your director tells you to do something, you're gonna do it. I mean, because it's real simple. You can't move up in the government if you don't play ball, but at least a little bit. I mean, that's everyone. So it's no such thing as people say, well, this or that, and they think that it's ran like the way Walmart is ran or this is ran. No, it's not. It's a lot. It's a lot more complex, and people's lives, their careers is on the line, pretty much. Sometimes it's your life that's put on the line, because they can say give you a job somewhere in some other country or something. I mean, you know, there's a lot of ways they can mess with you.
You know, somebody sent me this link to a story on the Huffington Post that says, these women have spent years cleaning up after the senators who now want to deport them. So it's almost like they're saying, hey, you know, we've been cleaning your toilets, we've been washing your floors, we're your janitors and your maintenance people, and all of a sudden you want to send us back. I mean, it absolutely makes no sense. And they're saying that all the unglamorous work, all the hard labor, Americans don't want to do. That's why we need illegal immigrants. It's infuriating to me that it's almost like they're bending over backwards to find ways to keep illegals here, but they're not bending over backwards to figure out how to help the American worker, right?
Right. Right, and see, a lot of the times the American worker needs to understand that all of us can't make $75 an hour. You know, all of us can't. You know, it's just like anything, like me coaching a basketball team. You have a point guard, you have a center. Just like you have a football, in football you have a quarterback. Everyone can't be the quarterback. You have to have some followers, and you have to have some chiefs. And that's just how it is. I mean, everybody wants to be a chief, and everybody wants to make $100,000. It's not about how much money you make. It's what you do with it.
Hey.
Everybody
can want to be a chief, but I'm the chief. And as soon as they figure that out, we'll all be in a better place. Anyway, I got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead. Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel a difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Almost weren't. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly being part of the conversation, being part of the process, being part of the fix instead of part of the problem. Speaking of being part of the fix, let's bring him right back on. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. I get a, I shouldn't say I get a kick out of it because it sounds like I'm making fun of him, and I'm really not. I do get a kick out of him. There's no filter on him. He just goes for it. He's been good with me and keeping it clean and keeping it real right here on The Real Side. And I do appreciate Corey Duncan, our teed off black man, conservative black man from Texas. And Corey, thanks for being with me.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Now, you know, you're doing, we're doing, we're jointly doing, whatever, an event where, why don't you give people information on it and how much fun you're having trying to get conservatives together?
Well, first of all, I'm going to make this real quick because I know some of our time got blown because of communications problem. But what I'll say is this, first of all, great things going along in my home. Congratulations to my son Tristan and Chandler on their way to the Miami Hurricanes next year. Coral Gables will never be the same because here comes the Duncans, the Twin Towers. Now, moving on to about this event, I was, you know, what's really got me? I was down a couple of days last week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and you know, till Saturday night, my son's announced on Facebook and part of ESPN that they were going to the youth. So after that, I did a lot of thinking, soul searching, and my rally that I had planned for Jacksonville now is canceled until I can find another venue, which will probably be the Lone Star State of Houston, because I don't think, I have not really closed the door on it. I still might have it in Florida, but I'm going to do this. because it needs to be said and done. I'm not going to take up all your time, Joe. Joe Messina, Tammy Messina, Anna Mega, Doretha Ross, Janie, who's in these people, Dave Goff, the list goes on and on. Denise Ledbetter. But what I'm going to say is this, is that I've had a lot of people in my own party, in this conservative grassroots movement, stab me in the back in the last couple of weeks. And I know you're listening, and I like to call people up, but I'm not going to do this because it's not my airtime, and Joe has bills to pay and sponsors. But you know who you are, and you stab me in the back because I, for whatever reason, I'm not in this for the money. I'm not in this for the money. I can write a check for $5,000 and take care of it. But my thing of it is that when people claim that they're going to help and they're part of grassroots movement, please be careful. One thing Joe Messina told me that this was going to happen, that I was going to run into these snakes that's chasing support. But, hey, look, I don't have nothing to do with what's going on in Florida. Wherever you wanted to bring your candidate, you could have brought him, and he could have spoke for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, or whatever. But to stab me in the back, and a friend of mine that's not in the chat room tonight, Wendy McIntosh, one of my family members, told me the same thing. You know what she put on there? She said, you know what? This is why the Conservative Party and the Republicans can't get black voters or black people to vote for the Republican Party. Because when they get so big and they get big-headed, you forget about everyone. Diamond and Silk, I'm sorry. I like them. I love them. I love their agenda. But you know what? You forgot the people that put you where you are. And see, the thing of it is that that's what burns me up, and it made me sick to my stomach. But guess what? As the old cliche goes in the Bible, the good Lord say, when one door closes, four more come open. So guess what? If I got to take care of my own self, and if I have to get anyone to speak, I'm going to still have it in Florida, and you're not going to run me away, and I'm still going to do it. But that's why you can't get black folks to go along with the party, because guess what? If this was a Democrat party, if this was the Dems, you could come and they could serve Kool-Aid, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and it wouldn't matter nothing. When you have things and you saying, well, you got to pay $5,000 a plate, come on, man. We said grassroots Republicans. We're a bunch of khaki church mice. You know, I got people coming at me talking about, well, you know, they want a venue like the Superdome. We're little khaki church mice. We're grassroots Republicans who go to work, come home, and we want to live the American dream and making America great again and supporting our beloved President Trump. That's what we're about. It's not about a buck. It's about a movement. Okay, I'm done.
Are you sure? You know, no. Listen, you and I talked off air about this, and I'm not afraid to tell people because I've beefed at my conservative buddies before, and I said, look, you guys are great Facebook warriors. You do a really good job at yelling on Facebook. And again, not all of you, right? There's some of you out there that do work. You do the work. You're willing to give up. You're willing to go the extra mile. So, obviously, I'm not talking to you when I say this. But there's a lot of you conservatives out there. You could care less. You want to be heard on Facebook. You want to sound like the man or the woman that's getting stuff done. But to get your butts out from behind the keyboard and get behind the guy. Look at there are all parts of this movement. Not everybody can be behind the microphone. Not everybody can be up on stage, right? But if you really believe in what you say you believe in, then you're the people that need to help him find a venue. You're the people that need to help him pull it together. You're the people that need to help him figure out the best place. You'll be the support system because they're just as important as the guy behind the mic, right?
Let me say this.
Go ahead.
Let me say this real quick.
Like I can stop you.
Let me say this real quick. First of all, this is just like YouTube. If people was falling off the curve, busting out, you know, I look at some of these people, conservatives, that claim that they're conservatives, and they got 400 viewers. I'm not jealous or envious, but my thing is, my message is done. When I do my videos, my message is what it is. It's the truth, and I give a message. If I fell off the curve and bust my head, oh, everybody, I'm not on here for entertainment. I'm on here to send a message, promote a message, and I'm on here to send a message and promote a movement. That's what I'm
get it, and it's so true. It's true that people get all fired up once in a while. But again, I'm not patting myself on the back. I do this 3 hours a night. I play and I get irritated. I get my blood pressure up, and sometimes I get it down 3 hours a night. And I have people sending me stories, and that's great and all of that. But I always admonish them the same thing. Who are you out voting for? Who are you out helping? Who are you working with that you're trying to get elected to office and then holding their feet to the fire? Right? I mean, it doesn't stop just because the election's over. No, you've got to stay with them. You've got to stay on them. Right?
Well, what I'll say is this, is Joe, you, Tammy, you were the person that gave me, and I heard somebody say something one time, and I said, you know what, I get props when I'm going to give due when it's due. You have been my friend, you have been a close friend of mine, you and Tammy, you're the best. And Omega, she's on the ball right with me, Doretha Ross, Jamie, the list goes on, Wendy McIntosh, the list goes on and on. It's not everyone, but these people that support these candidates, and the people down in Florida, I didn't ask you to pay for anything. All I asked for was logistics. I got to pay. I got the checkbook. You just find the logistics for me, because if not, I'll catch a flight, come down and get it done myself. How about that?
There you go, right? And I am trying to make my way over to CPAC, you know, this year in Washington, D.C., and it happens at the end of February 21st to 24th. And it's, you know, again, if you want to see people on both sides of our own aisle, if you would, you're going to see the hardcore right-wing people that won't give an inch, and then you're going to see the people that are, you know, a little bit more moderate that are there and coming together, and everybody has the right answer. And I think from a conservative standpoint, in the conservative movement, that is some of our issues. That is some of our problems. We still have well-known conservative people still beating on Trump, saying, not my Trump, not my president, on the right. Well, then, what makes you any different when Obama was in office? You're not going to find, until Jesus Christ runs for president, you will not have the perfect man running, period, right?
He can't do anything right. and the man should get more credit. The man has done more for this country than Barack Obama did in 2 years. He has done more, and they will not give him credit for anything. The black folks, the liberals, not all of them, won't give Donald Trump, he won't give President Trump credit because he's a white man. But guess what? Guess what? Just like I said before, who's the answer? Oprah? Oprah is nothing but a second coming of Barack Obama with a set of breasts. That's about it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that visual as we're getting ready to leave here. I'm very excited. But, you know, it's funny. It's funny how, and I put up a meme on this, and we don't have a whole bunch of time, but I said, look, they didn't want President Trump in there because he was never a president, he was never in politics, and all he was a TV personality. But they're okay with her. Why? Is it because she's a black female? Why are they okay with her?
You know why they're okay with her? Because
Because she's going to give him a car, right? I mean, everybody gets a car. Isn't that how it works? Or a book or something.
Hey, all I got to say is one thing real quick. Remember what she said with Bill and Melinda Gates? It's okay for black people, black kids, to have AIDS in Africa to the population reduction. Remember who she is. She's a globalist. She's not a politician either.
All right, so you can find Corey Duncan on Facebook at Corey Black Conservative Duncan. Corey, always fun to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We got a lot to talk about next hour. The DACA kids want to be accepted by blocking entry to Disneyland. That works. We'll be right back.